Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the priorities of Ohio voters.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The Bowling Green State University Democracy and Public Policy Research Network released its latest poll of 800 registered Ohio voters last month. It begged the question, in a state that's become reliably red in the last 8 years, are there any shades of purple left? BGSU political science professor Robert Alexander is here to answer that question. Hello.
Hi, Erin. Thanks for having me.
So it's election day in Ohio, but this poll looked ahead to future races. What did it find about next year's races for Ohio's governor and U.S. Senate seat?
Well, as you pointed out, that Ohio has certainly moved in campaigns to the right. And yet the figures that we find suggest that we might have some competitive races next fall. Both races for the governor and the U.S. Senate fall within the margin of error. Given that Sherrod Brown is a pretty well-known name in the state of Ohio and John Husted is a little less known, that's probably not too surprising. It is a little bit surprising to see that Amy Acton and or Tim Ryan are within the margin of error of Vivek Ramaswamy. So, you know, Ohio will certainly be on many people's minds this time next year.
How can these races be so tight when Ohio has voted so strongly to the right in recent elections?
Usually, the president's party suffers losses in midterm elections. It's an opportunity for folks to say, well, the other side might be able to do it a little bit better. And that might explain a little bit of what we're seeing here. I would also suggest that a lot of Ohioans are not feeling really positive about the economy today. A year ago, this was the big question. Who's going to bring down the price of eggs? And today we see that 56% of Ohioans are looking at the state of the country's economy and not feeling better about it than they did a year ago. That's a little bit of a warning sign. And we're also seeing that tariffs are not something that a lot of Ohioans have embraced fully. Those are some of the issues that I'll certainly be watching over the next year.
Well, I want to ask, you know, universities and pollsters have been really criticized by some on the right, notably President Trump, as out of touch and full of liberal bias. How would you respond to someone who greets these poll results with that kind of skepticism?
It has been difficult to poll Donald Trump over the last few election cycles. One of the things that you will find is that a lot of Trump supporters or folks that might lean toward Donald Trump are reluctant to answer polls. And so we do take great care to try and account for that. Now, our margin of error, and every listener should always pay attention to a margin of error. Well, that margin of error could be, in our case, 4.5% positive or 4.5% negative. And our margin of error is a little higher than typical because of that modeling that we did to try and accommodate what that electorate should look like.
Do you think these findings will have any bearing on today's local elections?
I don't know if the findings themselves will have any bearing on the local elections. Obviously, we don't have, you know, very much going on statewide or certainly national. But I think that kind of forecasting into the future, folks will be paying attention to this. I mean, public opinion does matter. It does matter what people think. There's a lot of cynicism. There's a lot of conspiracy kind of thinking that is out there among Democrats and Republicans and independents alike. How that shapes elections moving forward, that's, I think, the big question that I think we'll all be looking at.
Okay. Robert Alexander, professor of political science with Bowling Green State University. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.